Before training camp, came back to the UK, see my family and stuff. So it's been 2 or 3 months now.
Have you ever been to the Grove?
No, never been there before.
And what have you done since you've been back, since the team arrived on Monday?
I've seen some family, seen some friends, gone out with my teammates, just chilled out here. You know, this is an important week for the organization, so everyone's, you know, excited about the opportunity to play here. So just treating it like that.
Lawrence, what have been some of your teammates' requests about things to see or do? Any strange ones?
I don't know. They think I'm there. A to Z or whatever, or the yellow pages. But, yeah, they're trying to get me to take them all over the place. But, no, I've just pointed them in the right direction. Like I said, everyone's focused on the win on Sunday, so nobody wants to do anything too crazy. Yeah, Jimmy was the complete, you know, 100% the reason why I chose to come here. He just instilled so much faith in me, and he's proven over the last few months that he's committed to making me better and turning me into a football player. And when I met him, he made that very clear to me, and in a way that other coaches and other personnel people hadn't. And, you know, I'm 100% committed to Jimmy, and I'm going to make sure that I prove him right. He's just made it personal, you know. Football can be a pretty brutal game, and coaches are known to be pretty brutal at times. But, you know, he can be brutal when he wants to be, but he's a personal guy. Everyone in his D-line room, he cares about and wants them to do well personally. So he conveyed that to me when I met him, and he's continued to do that since I've been at the 49ers. So I'm really, really happy to be working with him. I think the last 2 months I've seen the largest improvement in the mental aspect of the game. You know, I watch film, you know, I've watched several hours of film a week, and I understand what's going on when I watch the film. I'm looking for certain things, and things that didn't click before click now. And if I could go back to training camp with the knowledge I have now, today, you know, I would have been in a better place. But training camp was good, because that's the hardest thing that I think I could have gone through. You know, having zero experience and going out there against Joe Staley and Mikey Party every day was a nice rude awakening. And I feel like I'll be really well prepared the next time I meet those guys, and I'll be able to show my physical characteristics more when I can play faster, so I understand the game better. Yeah, Calais Campbell, he's slightly taller, he's 6'8", so he's more like a Margus Hunt kind of size. But, yeah, I guess the guy that's really caught my eye is Justin Smith. You know, I see him every day. And, you know, when you turn on the film and you have to game plan 94, I feel bad for the offensive coordinators, because it's pretty tough, because that guy, he's really hard to handle. And in our defense, he makes plays every time he steps on the field. And J.J. Watt, another great player, and like I said, physically, I matched up to him pretty well. With very similar height, similar numbers. So, he's doing a good job over there in Houston, and he makes plays over there too. But, yeah, since I've understood the game better, I can see more than just sacks. You know, Justin didn't get many sacks last year, but he affects the game in just as many, if not more, ways than J.J. Watt does. So, yeah, that's just part of the learning process, you know, understanding what D linemen are doing and seeing their strengths and weaknesses.
What's the strangest thing Justin Smith has ever said to you?
Justin Smith says something. Yeah, he's a fun guy, you know. He's a wise guy. He's wiser than you'd think, you know, just, you know, being a guy out of Missouri or whatever. And he's a really smart guy too. And football wise and worldly wise, he's helped me out a lot, and he's always got a good thing to say. He's always got a funny thing to say, and he commands respect in that locker room. You know, when he walks by, everyone knows he's there, and everyone gives him that respect. And that's a respect I'd like to have one day, but before that can happen. You know, you've got to do something on the field. You've got to go out there and make some plays before people look at you in that way. So that's all I'm focused on doing.
How's your rehab going?
Yeah, my rehab's fine. Like, the knee injury I had was very, very minor. It's just it was unfortunate, but at the same time, it was fine. You know, that's the way this game goes. And I'm fortunate I kind of dodged a bullet with the way I fell in that Minnesota game. But yeah, the rehab's going well, and I'll be back to normal very soon.
Oh,
it was just a sprain in my PCL. Nothing serious at all.
Not surgery?
No surgery, nothing.
And when do you expect to be 100%?
I'll be 100% in the next few weeks, yeah.
Lawrence, how does this team environment compare to being, you know, in the Olympics or being on a rugby team? What has this meant to you?
Well, in track, everyone's an individual. You know, you come together as a team for an event, but essentially you're individuals competing against other individuals. So, you know, there's camaraderie and all that, but at the same time, you're very much left to yourself to get yourself ready and to look after yourself. In some ways, there's some similarities between the two, because in football you have different position groups, and you know, all the position groups have different jobs to do, so they're kind of separate in that sense. But at the same time, you have a great team bond. I mean, I think we've got, from what I've seen, a unique locker room there. Everyone gets on well, and everyone supports each other. Football is a very competitive environment, but people don't show that. You know, they show it on the field, but as soon as they get off, you know, they're good people. So, yeah, I've been impressed by that, and that's it's been good for me to see. I think what I wanted more was respect. You know, I wanted the respect from my teammates and from the coaches, and the only way to get that is by showing it on the field. And I think the players started to respect me more. The harder they saw, the more they saw I improved every day. They gave me that kind of respect. But like I said, to get the respect that Justin has when he walks around the locker room, I need to go out on the field and make some plays and make some things happen. And I'm confident that next training camp and next season, I'll be in the position to do that.
Do you have preconceived notions of what football players were like? And what do you think, knowing all you know, what do you think, you know, British people think of American football players?
I think they're big guys, I guess. I think they think everyone's like 6'8", 340. But we've got a lot of, I think the average height of our team is 6'1", and weighs about 240. So, you know, you have a lot of smaller guys, and obviously you have some big guys. And personality-wise, I don't think we have any misconceptions or any ideas about how American footballers are, because we don't have any exposure to them in this in our country. So, everybody's just excited to see you know, this sport come to our country, and everyone's excited to see what the players are like on the field, and I think that's the most important thing.
Laura, well, you said there's obviously a lot of excitement about having two Wembley games this year, three next year. Being in an NFL locker room, do you think there's a general acceptance from the players that this is a fixture now on the NFL calendar, and a desire to see that grow in the future?
Yeah, definitely. People are excited. All my teammates are excited about coming here, and they want to see it grow too. And I think the British public wants to see it grow. And I think the NFL wants to see it grow. So if you have the players, the NFL, and this country all in unison, I think that's a good thing. And, you know, the NFL has made it clear they want to make this a global sport. And to do that, you need to make it global, you know, by obviously getting athletes from outside the United States, i.e. myself, and obviously by playing outside the United States and making it accessible to people outside the United States. So it's good to see, and I really do feel like the NFL will become more and more of a global brand as the years go on.
Lawrence, when you left the UK, you were an Olympic athlete wanting to be a football player. Do you feel like you're a football player now? You've been able to live and breathe NFL football every day.
I feel like I think like a football player now, because I definitely didn't think like a football player before. I didn't have the football IQ now that I had a couple months ago, or even a couple, or even a month ago. You know, I'm improving every day. Physically, I've always felt like I've been, you know, up to the standard, and now it's just about putting the two together. And I can't really declare myself as a football player until I get back on the field. So it's a frustrating time, but at the same time, it's a good time for me because I'm, like I said, I'm learning every day, and I feel like once I get back on the field, people don't usually say that they're excited for training camp, but I really am, and it's October still, so I've got a few months to wait, and I'm looking forward to show everyone what I can do.
Well, you mentioned, you know, players' campus height, you know, the average height and weight of the roster. I mean, do you study this stuff? I mean,
yeah.
How do you know these facts?
Yeah, sometimes some of the guys in the D-line room take the piss out of me because I'll be on my laptop all the time just checking things up. But yeah, I spent a little bit of time just looking into that sort of thing. And I like researching things, and I think that's something I have to do in the position I'm in. It's just good for my own football IQ, as I said.
Lawrence, if you had to put together a rugby team, assemble it from the 49ers squad, a 7-a-side team, who would you put and where would you put them?
7-a-side.
7 or 15, it's up to you.
We've got some flyers in our team, so probably on the wing. I'd have to put myself on the wing, obviously. And then, I don't know. We've got some unbelievably athletic players in our team, and we've got big guys that can move. And I think that's evident across all facets of our team, you know, across the offensive line, D-line, linebackers, safeties, etc. So whichever players I put out there would be a very good team.
Would they do well as a rugby squad?
Sorry?
Would they do well as a rugby squad, do you think?
Yeah, of course, yeah. We've got outstanding athletes, and that's what they look for when they scout. You know, they look for, you know, big guys that can move and small guys that can move and physical guys, and I think we've got that across all parts of our team. I don't think past tomorrow, let alone 2016. So I'm just focused on being a football player, and the next big thing in my horizon, to be honest, is 2014 training camp. So I'm not worried about 2016 or anything else for that matter.
Lawrence, have you had a lot of ticket requests for Sunday? Who's coming? A lot of people. Your phone's in meltdown, or?
Yeah, people know not to ask me those sort of things too much. You know, I'm pretty straight with people. But yeah, you know, a couple of members of my family will be there, and I'm not playing, you know, so yeah. I'm treating it as if it's just an event for those guys.
Can you get the guys from the
Wicket
down, maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to speak to my headmaster, and hopefully he can come down too, because he's a big guy in my past, and he's helped me out tremendously, and I'm just excited for the team and for the game, and hopefully we can get the W.
All right, last one.
Yeah, I look into it. I watch quite a bit of tape, and I watch lots of different kinds of players and different types of teams, not just 3-4 teams, and not just big guys, but all sorts of players. And it's great because as we play different teams every week, we get, you know, scouting reports and game plans, and I get to review a lot of their tape and their cut-ups. And over the course of the season, I expect to have amassed a lot of information on all the defensive line, offensive line in the league. So I feel like my football IQ is improving every week.
Just one more. Have you ever thought maybe I could be an offensive lineman instead of a defensive lineman?
I've got no intention to do that. I'm pretty excited about playing D-line.
Thank you.